I'm Christopher Cruz. We are once again having to describe the indescribable. The wildfires in the Los Angeles area have turned a once gorgeous landscape into an apocalyptic nightmare. Residents have only now begun returning to their still smoldering neighborhoods to search for memories in the rubble, although there is still a threat of wildfires. Vanessa Pellegrini owned a restaurant that was destroyed because she says city officials didn't prepare for the wildfires.
They will have a hefty price to pay. Me, along with thousands of others, are absolutely appalled at how and why this took place.
CBS's Errol Barnett says the L.A. City Fire Chief had earlier warned that budget cuts were hurting the department's ability to respond to fires.
CBS News has obtained documents that show that the city was warned weeks or months ago that because of these drought conditions and budget cuts, it would hamper fire officials' ability to get a handle on wildfires.
Defer to national security concerns or let First Amendment rights overcome those concerns. The federal government has never before shut down a speech platform, but if the Supreme Court allows it, it appears likely. As the TikTok will be banned on January 19th. Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
The justice is clearly concerned and sensitive to these national security concerns, which is what drove Congress to pass this law that TikTok's parent company, which is based in Beijing, is gathering data on 170 million American users.
A day after a potential ban takes effect, Donald Trump will be inaugurated. He'll be the first president to do so as a felon. A New York State judge on Friday affirmed Trump's conviction on hush money charges, but impose no penalties. Ty Cobb is a former federal prosecutor and former Trump attorney.
As we've seen Trump rail against the legal system, the rule of law, every legal institution from state courts to federal courts to the Supreme Court, it was important to reinforce the significance and the dominance of the rule of law in America and to try to restore the concept, which has been dinged up a little bit, that no one is above the law.
Cobb says he believes Trump has a good chance of winning his appeal of the convictions. President Biden was asked by a reporter if he planned to weigh in on political issues in his post-presidency.
You plan to speak out after you leave Washington, or are you going to follow kind of more of the Bush model where you're kind of out of sight, out of mind?
I'm not going to be out of sight or out of mind.
A winter storm that dropped heavy snow and glazed roads throughout the South is maintaining its icy grip on much of the region. Meteorologists warning of accumulated freezing rain. In Georgia, officials are urging people to stay off the roads till midday. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here at the same place every weekend. Same time, same station. If you know where we are today, you know how to find us in the future. And we'll be here for a long time to come. And if you're getting great results, you're happy with your new self, better health, more vitality, better energy, if you're starting to feel fantastic, then tell your friends, family, relatives, anyone who you think could benefit from hearing how they can change their life. I'll say this over and over again. There is no one on earth, no doctor, no professional, no drug that can make you healthy. You have choices, and those choices influence your health or how you will deteriorate your health. What you eat, how you live, how much exercise, how much sleep. Whatever you do is a process of your health. Health, or unfortunately, ill health, is not a random event. It happens because you make it happen, whether it's good or bad. It's predetermined, and you make the choice. And we can, I don't want you to abuse your body, but if you have over the last several decades, it's never too late to start to be healthy. And your body is very forgiving. New cells are produced every day, trillions of new cells. And those cells can be healthy or unhealthy. And it only takes several months, 3 to 6 months, to really make a change in your health. Now, all of you won't reverse ill health 100%. Because it depends on how much damage has already been done before you make changes. But you can make changes any time in your life, if you so choose. And you could be better off from now until the end. If you're not happy with your life, don't put up with it. Kick it aside. Bring on the new health. And you know, this is a new year. We're just getting into a new year. Now is the time to say, this is the year I'm going to change. You will need some discipline. You'll have to do some sacrificing. You can't eat all that crap. You can't eat all that junk food. You can't sit down and eat a quart of ice cream before you go to bed. Yeah, I know who they are. You can't eat all those chips, all that dip, all those synthetic chemicals. You can't live that way. And we have a lot against this. We can make changes, but there's a lot against us. We may not have the budget to buy better food, but then you have to plan better. And our environment is loaded with chemicals. There's a lot of poison in our food. Not poison that's going to kill you outright, but they're toxic. And over time, those chemicals are going to have an effect on our health. And we have no idea, there's no research whatsoever on the level of drug, a level of poisons, toxins, drugs that can damage our body. And there is no research that shows that when we take 2, 3, 4, or 5 drugs, what happens to those that combine together and make more toxic effects in our health? So we have a lot to do, but it's never too late. We have to be the best we can be. That's all we can do, because there is a lot against us. But you can be 1,000 times better than you are today, guaranteed. But it's up to you. Today we have a lot of work to do, a lot of good things to talk about. So we're going to talk about some very excellent topics today. We're going to talk about anti-cancer with natural products. Anti-cancer effects of aronia berries. Berries. Not drugs. Berries. And grape seed extract. Grapes are the most common fruit consumed worldwide. We consume more grapes worldwide than any other fruit. But we're not talking about the flesh or the pulp of the grape. There are some nutritional values in the skin of the grape. but the seeds contain all the natural, powerful, beneficial, healthy ingredients, along with aronia berries. We'll talk more about that today. We'll talk about menopause. Can be literally painful. And then we have some statistics on stroke. Scary increase in stroke. And the healthy benefits of why we should be eating early. And then we have some very excellent reasons why we should be exercising immediately, effectively, on the brain. And do you often experience dry mouth? That's a subject we'll approach too. And the nutrient of the day, lactoformin, or I should say lactoferrin. And then when you page through Dr. Google, what are the most researched health questions in the 2024, last year? What are some of the questions that consumers are asking Google? Dr. Google. And you know what causes liver cancer? And non-alcoholic fatty liver disease? Sugary drinks loaded with high fructose corn syrup. The amount of sugar that we consume in America is just ridiculous. Can't believe it. In the early 1900s, each individual consumed about 4 pounds of sugar, 4 to 6 pounds of sugar. And now today we're up to 200 pounds of sugar per individual per year. Now there's a lot of people that don't eat sugar. Since this is on a national average, then somebody else has to eat that sugar to come out with a national average. So somebody could be up to 250 pounds of sugar, which I have seen in some statistics. Crazy. And sugar causes more damage to the body than any other, can't call it a food, any other ingredient that we consume. Sugar. Not the sugar itself, but what it does to the chemistry of the body. Causes insulin resistance. It blocks the function of a hormone, insulin. And has all kinds of major side effects when it blocks the sugar uptake to be burned as sugar. The cells are so full of fat, there's no room for the sugar to be absorbed into the cell because insulin shuttles the sugar into the cell. And it's burned off. But it can't be burned off because there's so much fat in our fat cells, in our cells, in our body, because we are obese, we are overly fat. So we have no room for the sugar to be burned off. So where does the sugar go? In the bloodstream. And that's when the doctor says, oh my gosh, you have way, way too much sugar in your blood. You're diabetic. We're going to put you on drugs. Now you have more complications. Type 2 diabetes is not something that you are unfortunately to have or randomly have. It's a choice. It's an option. You made it happen. You don't need to take drugs. Now I'm not saying you should go off your drugs. I'm not a doctor. I'm only giving you information. So if you want to get off your drugs, talk to your doctor. But if you start managing your diet, managing your blood sugar level, managing the amount of sugar and carbohydrates that you consume, you can get off your drugs. Do you want to be on a drug? So let's talk about the anti-cancer effects of aronia berries and grapeseed extract. This is something very powerful because most all cancer is treated with drugs, right? Chemotherapy. Your body can stop cancer. Did I say that again? Your body can stop cancer. Put that all in caps. Cancer occurs when cells are mutilated and don't allow a normal life cycle. Instead of dying, cells die off, and new cells replace the dying cells. But instead of dying, a cancer cell continues to replicate, making more copies of a damaged, dysfunctional cell, the cancer cell. But your immune system cells can track down and destroy those cancer cells, those damaged cells. Cancer. What is cancer? We say we have cancer of the lungs. We have cancer of the throat. We have cancer of the liver. What is cancer? Well, cancer is when the immune system is so overwhelmed or completely ignores the damaged cells, allowing them to invade and spread into other areas of the body. We need a strong immune system. Our immune system takes care of our health, but it needs help. It needs tools. Your immune system is like an army. It protects your health. It protects your body. So as an army needs tools, ammunition, your immune system needs ammunition to fight against the cancerous war. One area of cancer research is looking at the ability of plant. Now, when I'm saying plant, it means herb or vegetation, some kind of consumable plant-based medicine that could possibly make our immune system stronger and more effective at stopping cancer cells. There will be no chemical cure for cancer. They're spending billions and billions and billions, if not trillions of dollars, looking for a cure. Some of the top researchers in the world say there will be no cure for cancer that'll cure everyone's cancer. Cancer is very personal. There's no two cancers alike. There are no two people that have the same kind of cancer that replicates the same, that mutates the same, that metastasizes the same. It's a whole new war, individually. In fact, Dr. Ajay Goel, spelled G-O-E-L, he's a researcher at City of Hope Hospital Cancer Research Center in Los Angeles. And he specializes in this kind of research. And he has published hundreds and hundreds of studies on cancer, the treatment of cancer, and botanical medicines. Here's a study that he recently completed with aronia berries, berries that you could pick off bushes. Nothing special about aronia berries, other than the fact that they contain a very high concentration of oligomeric proanthocyanidins that are compounds abbreviated as OPC. There are OPCs in aronia berries. There are OPCs in grapeseed extract. These are compounds, the key compounds of the berry and the fruit, or I should say of the seed of the fruit. Very powerful. And in this new study, one reason mutated cancerous cells become cancerous and begin to spread is because the process called pathways. We have pathways in our body. that should stop them but don't function properly. Sometimes these pathways are overactive. Sometimes they're underactive. Now, why do experts in cancer research, not all, but a lot of them say we'll never have a cancer cure? There will never be a cure that you take a pill and cure cancer, or a vaccine that'll cure cancer. Because a drug used for chemotherapy is one molecule, one tiny particle, and that affects one pathway. But plants, botanicals, herbs contain hundreds, if not thousands, of molecules. And they affect hundreds, if not thousands, of pathways. Or at least many, many, many pathways, where a drug affects only one pathway. And cancer is so complex, it develops with many, many pathways, where a drug only treats one pathway. And then they are very destructive. Drugs that treat cancer are very destructive. Not only do they kill cancer cells, they kill the normal healthy cells as well. And in his research, Dr. Goyal has looked at the ability of plant compounds, like the OPCs, to get these pathways functioning normally. In a new recent study, he combined extracts of aronia. I have aronia grown in my backyard. I love aronia. Now, it's not the best eating berry. It's not like a blueberry or a raspberry or a blackberry. They're delicious. Aronia is not delicious. I have to be honest with you. They're kind of tart. They kind of pucker up your mouth. They have an astringent effect on the tissues of your mucous membranes in your mouth. It's like drinking a very dry wine or drinking tea, black tea. They're astringents. They shrink up the mucous membranes in your mouth. So they're not really great eating, but they are very, very healthy and very powerful medicinally. I know they're so great that I don't want to go without them. So I found a way that when I make my protein drink in the morning, I like a good protein drink. It contains about 45, 50 grams of protein, fat, olive oil, eggs, protein powder. But I mix a cup of aronia berries in my drink. Some days I mix aronia berries and bilberries, or aronia berries and black raspberries. I try to get at least a cup or two a day of berries, because berries are the healthiest fruits of all. And the seeds, we won't eat grape seeds. But you can have aronia and grape seed powder in a capsule form as a supplement. And they have an effect, a powerful effect, on an immune pathway that becomes overactive and increases cancer risk. Now, aronia berries and grapeseed extract in studies on cancer have been proven to lower that increased risk of cancer. So the results of this study, using tumors from cancer patients grown from cancer cells donated by colon cancer patients, they agreed to it. So they removed these cancer cells and they instilled them into animals. And the combination of aronia, now get this, This is not a drug. That's why I say we have more power over our bodies and more power over our health than any other modality. So the combination of aronia and grapeseed reduce the overactive pathways that cause cancer, the activity of cancer cells, by as much as 75%. Now, these are cancer cells. These are tumors that are grafted to animals, mice and rats, and shrink the tumors by 70%. Now, this was not a year or two or three or 5 years. This is 21 days. 21 days. Now, drugs were also tested in the same manner and in the same scientific study. And they could not shrink the tumors or the pathways by less than 10%. Only by 10%, less than 10%. Now, a combination of this aronia berry complex. There's a lot of nutrients in aronia berry. So they call it a complex of nutrients in aronia. Combined with French grapeseed extract. I always point out, make sure it's French grapeseed. Because there's a lot of grapeseed extract in the marketplace that comes from China. And it has been proven that they are not as effective as the French grapeseed. In fact, the French grapeseed are the grapes that are used for champagne. French grapeseed extract actually comes from the French vineyards that produce the grapes for champagne. They are a much better form of grape. And this extract can play an important role in helping your body stop cancer cells. So you can take about 200 milligrams of this combination daily. From the products I've seen in the marketplace, 100 milligrams of aronia berries and 100 milligrams of French grapeseed extract together, making up 200 milligrams of this combination, take it daily. Just one or two capsules daily. You don't need more. These are so powerful because they affect a variety of pathways, multiple pathways. And cancer is made by multiple pathways going crazy, going wild, mutating, replicating, spreading across the body. Sometimes cancer will be diagnosed in one area of the body, and soon it's someplace else. Maybe it's in the brain, then it's in the liver, then it's in the lungs. It's spreading through the body until the body can no longer take it, and unfortunately that person is not going to make it. But this combination can help dramatically. So, ladies, some ladies say menopause is literally painful. And that is muscle pain. Muscle pain can increase during menopause. The most common symptoms of menopause, when decreased estrogen levels bring an end to a woman's reproductive cycle, reproductive years. And some of these symptoms that occur later in life when estrogen becomes very, very low in a woman's body causes hot flashes and night sweats, fatigue and sleep problems, mood changes. However, some women experience intense muscle and joint pain during menopause, as well as a loss of muscle mass and bone density. I've got to take a break, folks. I just looked up at the clock, and wow, I'm right on time, but I got to take a break here. I'll come right back. Don't go away. I have a lot more to talk about menopause, and ladies, you're going to want to hear it. Come back here to Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. Welcome back, my friends. We're back here with the subject of menopause. What can we do to help the ladies enjoy a better, healthier life later in life? I'm talking about menopause and the muscle pain that can be caused during menopause. There's a lot of side effects. Makes a woman very uncomfortable, unbearable sometimes. And some of the most common symptoms of menopause, and this is caused by a decreased level of estrogen, which means it brings an end to a woman's reproductive cycle or reproductive years. We're talking about hot flashes, night sweats, fatigue, and sleep problems. How can you sleep with hot flashes and night sweats? I have not experienced that, but I have heard a lot of women complaining about, how do I sleep? I can't sleep. And then they're tired. They have fatigue, sleep problems, and they become irritable. There's a lot of husbands have things to say about this, but it's not funny. A woman goes through hell. A lot of mood changes, irritability, very unhappy. But then again, some women actually experience intense muscle and joint pain. We don't hear this as often, but it is still a major concern for ladies going through menopause. And as well as a loss of muscle mass and bone density. Estrogen is a very powerful hormone. And this might be unusual for me to say, but we know that men need more testosterone. They'll go through life better. Now, I'm not saying that testosterone is going to increase their sex life, but it gives the man better bone density, stronger bones, more muscle mass, a lesser loss of muscle, better fatigue, better energy and less fatigue. Just feel great all over. When I have men who take a product to increase testosterone levels, they say they never felt better in their life. Most doctors do not prescribe estrogen. It was found that when they improved HRT, hormone replacement therapy, with estrogen, there was a greater level of cancer. Well, the research has shown that it is possible to increase the risk of cancer. But the last studies I've seen of 100 women given estrogen, one woman out of the 100 may have cancer. So there are 99 women who are suffering from hot flashes, night sweats, extreme fatigue, sleep problems, mood changes, irritability, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it goes on and on and on. But with a moderate level of estrogen, monitored by the physician over time, can make a huge difference in how that woman experiences the change of life. Because a woman also, during menopause, will have a loss of muscle mass and lose her bone density. And then they're treated with more drugs for osteoporosis, loss of bone density, loss of muscle mass for fatigue. Pretty soon they're on 3, 4, or 5 drugs, when all of that may have been taken care of with a little hormone replacement therapy. Hormones are powerful, and they make a difference in a woman's life. Some experts theorize that a lack of estrogen actually leads to increased inflammation, causing all kinds of diseases and conditions, which in turn leads to joint and muscle pain, as well as worsening arthritis and other inflammatory conditions. But there is help for menopause. Talk to your doctor about estrogen therapy, hormone replacement therapy, HRT. But you can also take a supplement that has been researched thoroughly. 207 milligrams daily of a blend of black cohosh and rhodiola for relief of hot flashes and night sweats, plus increased energy, focus, mood, and libido. For some women, the effects are relatively quick. Within a week or two, they see the change. They feel better. They have a better mood. They have a more interest in sex. Hot flashes are less. Night sweats are less. But not all women recover the same. It depends on the type of diet and lifestyle choices a woman makes. So don't be so quick to judge whether a product will work or not. I would say allow at least 12 weeks. I know you're going to hate it, because I know a lot of women who buy a product to reduce the symptoms of menopause, and in a week's time, they're ready to give up. Didn't help. Didn't change anything. I'm tired of this. I'm not using this product. It doesn't work. Your body takes time. Your body adjusts in time. And nothing is immediate. There's no miracles. Your body has to adjust to these changes. And sometimes it might take up to 12 weeks for best results. In a clinical study, after 12 weeks of use, a combination of black cohosh and rhodiola reduced the menopausal symptoms about 35% more than black cohosh alone. For quick pain relief that is caused by change of life, by the menopausal symptoms, take a combination of curcumin and boswellia in black sesame seed oil, 1,000 milligrams per 2 soft gel capsules. This is for quick pain relief. If you're suffering from pain when you are going through menopause, the combination of curcumin and boswellia in an oil called black sesame seed oil, 1,000 milligrams of the combinations, which means there are 2 soft gels. And then follow an anti-inflammatory diet. Women who are eating the American diet, which is a pro-inflammatory diet, means it causes inflammation. Why are you eating an inflammatory diet? Because all these conditions are caused by inflammation. It's time to reduce the inflammation. So you want an anti-inflammatory diet. That means no sugar, very little carbohydrates, no processed or ultra-processed foods. Could help everyone. Not only menopausal women, but everyone. Everyone who is struggling with health. You don't want to eat a pro-inflammatory diet. You want to eat an anti-inflammatory diet. Stop the inflammation. Sugar and carbohydrates and seed oils cause the inflammation. And inflammation causes pain, causes joint destruction, causes heart disease. Everything you can think about in the body has a connection to inflammation. Stop inflammation by changing your diet. I'm sure everyone is concerned about heart attacks and strokes. And now there are some scary increases in the number of strokes. Why? Continuing increase in strokes throughout the United States, throughout the world. In fact, British researchers recently reported that between 1990 and 2021, the number of strokes, pay attention to this, the number of strokes has increased by 70%. What has happened in 30 years? They also found a 44% increase in fatal strokes. Now, they identified 23 risk factors that explain over 80% of stroke cases, and I think you'd want to hear what these are. I want to go back just a few comments. That in 30 years, strokes are terrible. You know, sometimes if they're fatal, well, that's not what anybody wants. But someone with a severe stroke and lives, it can be pure hell. So these are the reasons why I want you to. No, I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe anything. But I just try to bring you the information that you are well aware of what you might face. And that you can face those challenges in a better, healthy condition. And you can be. But in 30 years, the number of strokes has increased by 70%. And 44% increase in the fatal strokes. But they have identified 23 risk factors that explain over 80% of stroke cases. Drinking carbonated, sugar-sweetened beverages, soda, the lack of omega-3 fatty acids, obesity, and just being mildly to grossly overweight. Your waistline should be half of your inches in height. If you're 6 feet tall, that's 72 inches. Divide that by 2, and that is 36. So you should have a waistline of 36 or less. That's the best way I've been able to determine the BMI. So I'm 5'5". So my waistline should be about 31, 32, 30. But before I got onto the ketogenic diet, I ate all healthy carbohydrates. But when I eliminated the carbohydrates, my waistline went from 36 to 30. Now, 36, I'm only 5'5", and 36 waistline should be for a person who is 6 feet tall. But I was only mildly overweight. But it has a huge effect on heart attacks and strokes. Also air pollution and smoking. And the whole thing comes down to strokes can be prevented. 80% of strokes can be prevented through lifestyle and nutrition changes. This is what I tell you every week. It's not drugs. It's not your doctor. No professional can make you healthy. It's all through lifestyle choices and nutrition changes. Stop smoking. For every 5 cigarettes smoked per day, the risk of a stroke goes up 12%. Move. Get your butt off the chair. Get your butt off the sofa. Get outside and move. Or if you can't get outside, get on a treadmill. Do something to move. Physical activity reduces the risk of a stroke by 30%. And reduce your blood pressure. 54%, over half of all strokes are associated with high blood pressure. How do you reduce high blood pressure? Well, of course, there are drugs. But if you want to use an alternative method, a combination of grapeseed extract. Grapeseed extract is one of my favorites. It does so, so much. French grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract. Not the fruit, not the oil. Those are all good, and use those every day. Take olive oil every day. It is one of your best supporters of the heart. And grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract, the combination will lower your blood pressure equally as effective as drugs without the side effects. Now, strokes are caused by blood clots in the brain. So we need to keep arteries clear, free of plaque, and a very efficient blood flow. Better circulation. Now, that can happen when you supplement your diet with vitamins A, D3, and K2. These three vitamins keep clogging calcium out of the bloodstream, out of the arteries, and prevent arterial stiffness. When your arteries become like clay pipes, stiff, hard, filled with plaque, they lose the elasticity. And vitamin A, D3, and K2 prevents calcium from clogging the arteries, the bloodstream, prevents circulation, and allows the calcium to go to the bones where it is really needed. Not in the artery. And French grapeseed extract makes blood cells less sticky. Does not thin the blood. But it's called platelet aggregation. Your cells aggregate. They stick together. Because they're sticky. How do you make them unsticky? French grapeseed extract. So clots do not form or are less likely to form. In an animal study, Here's two amazing things I know about French grape seed extract. Now, we can abuse our body for decades, and we can fill the arteries with plaque. But when you take French grape seed extract, it reduces the plaque in the arteries up to 35% within 1 year. Now, 1 year is a long time, but it's not nearly as long as decades of abusing your arteries. And now you can turn that around in 1 year. That's an animal study. Also reduces clot size, which is really important as well, by 80%. You can prevent strokes. You can prevent any disease. All disease. But it's all through food and supplements. There may be a case where it's necessary to take a drug, but you can talk to your doctor about that. But you can also take French grape seed extract, vitamin A, vitamin B3, and K2. Now, why should you eat early? Here's an interesting study. Early eaters versus late eaters, time-wise. Research has suggested that eating late at night can actually increase the risk of weight gain. A new study compared getting most of your daily calories before 5 p.m. versus after 5 p.m. 45 subjects who were overweight or obese had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and were divided into two groups. Both groups ate the same foods and had the same daily calorie intake. But one group ate most of their calories in the day before 5 p.m., and the late eaters ate most of their calories after 5 p.m. And the results of this study, after just 2 weeks, the early eaters had a peak of blood sugar levels 25% lower than the late eaters, as well as lower blood sugar levels overall. They were healthier. Get your calories in during the day when you are more active than when you're sitting on a couch at night watching TV, eating all your calories late at night. That's the start of type 2 diabetes. That's the start of many diseases, including cancer. Obesity is a very common denominator of the cause of cancer, increasing the risk of cancer. Our whole lifestyle is upside down. Now, previous research has suggested that people who ate later in the day gained weight because of the food they ate. Generally, high-calorie options. But this study shows it isn't just what you eat. It's when you eat. It also plays a role in high blood sugar levels. Eat during the day. Skip your calories at night. Or have a very small handful of nuts that are not high in sugar, maybe with a slice of cheese, but small. Eat your calories during the day. Now, here's some immediate effect of exercise on the brain. Move your body for a younger brain. You know, while the effects of exercise in reducing the risk of dementia have been reported in multiple studies, researchers were interested in the effects of normal daily movement, like walking the dog, playing with the kids, or doing household chores on mental function. So healthy adults with smartphones checked in with research staff 6 times per day and reported what they had been doing in the previous 3 hours. At each check-in, the subjects were asked to play a brain game on their smartphone to assess their cognitive function and skills. When the subjects reported being physically active in the 3 hours before their check-in, their mental processing speed increased by the equivalent of being 4 years younger. This effect was true whether they had been intensely active, like running or working out or just walking the dog or doing chores. Physical activity not only builds your body, your muscles, is good for your brain as well over the long term, and immediately, right away, you're seeing the difference in your brain function. This is all what health, nutrition, and doing the right things can help you live a better quality of life. So my friends, I'm all out of time. I've got to scoot out of here in about 50 seconds. But I'll be back again every weekend, same time, same place, same station. You can catch me right here. Tell your friends and family and go down to your health food store. Talk to the people down there. That's how you can help your body function better with nutritional supplements. The best way to go. Drugs may be important and may be necessary in some cases, but nutrition is the answer. Food is your best medicine. With that, my friends, say a prayer for this hopefully new world. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Some residents of Los Angeles have now begun returning to their neighborhoods, many of them realizing that their home and the decades of memories in it are gone. For many of them, it's been the first in-person look at the staggering damage the fires have caused. Senator Adam Schiff tells CBS News the firefighters have faced great danger.
I spoke to one firefighter here in the Palisades. Wasn't sure he was going to make it out of this fire alive, with fires in front of him, behind him, with water running low, communications down. He told me it was the closest thing to hell that he could imagine.
The death toll from the fires is now 11. Officials expect that will rise as crews dig through the rubble. Because President Biden has approved Governor Gavin Newsom's request for a so-called Presidential Major Disaster Declaration, aid has begun flowing in. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says there's a lot of help available to people who've lost everything.
Cover the costs that they're incurring as they have been evacuated, helping to support what their longer-term shelter and housing needs are going to be. We can also help support crisis counseling and disaster unemployment.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve in Los Angeles says police are protecting homes that are